Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 196. Well, the cold spell has finally broken, and I'm back to recording in a somewhat cleaner sonic environment, and I am bringing you the next question. Today, JR asks, what happens to the rights of a short story once you're in an anthology? Is it specific to the anthology, or is there an industry standard? Also, a personal update, my books are finally coming! The Legion Awakes is book one, and that's coming on December 19th. And Fortress Beta City is book two, and it's coming on December 21st. Well, congratulations, JR, on the releases. That's fantastic, and I'm so glad we were able to help you here. It makes me happy when these things happen. The rights to a short story. Once you're in an anthology, that all depends on the contract. There is no industry standard. There are model contracts that different writers' organizations have for what a writer should look for in a contract. CEFWA has a model contract that's pretty good and pretty fair to both sides of the table. Downloading that and reading it over will give you an idea of what kinds of things are involved and also how simple an anthology contract can and should be. The more complicated a contract is, the more chance there is for chicanery that you can't detect. So be sure to look for things like that. But as with everything with regards to copyright, regardless of whether there are industry standard practices or not, the exact nature of your rights and where they sit are controlled by the contracts and licensing agreements you enter into. So be careful of your contracts and don't ever trust that things are going to be okay just because the industry does it this way. First of all, not everything the industry does is either just, fair, or equitable. And secondly, the industry may not do that way and someone may just be bullshitting you. So watch your back, watch your rights, and again, another plug for the Copyright Handbook by Stephen Fishman, available from Nolo Press. It is linked to in the show notes for this episode, and it is absolutely essential reading for any writer who intends to do this for any other reason than they happen to like typing a lot. Thanks for the question. I hope that helps. And by the way, if you're not JR, which I understand that most of you aren't, and you would like to see his covers and the announcements about his books, go to http://jrhandley.com, /2016/12/08/sleeping-legion-update. And I will have that link in the show notes as well, in case you don't want to run that back and try to transcribe it. Anyway, I'll see everybody tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.